Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is Aaron Fulton in a very crowded studio this morning. I think this is the most I've had here in the air room in quite some time. I'm joined by Joe, Kevin, Peter, Dan, and Pav, all here for a wonderful cause, here for a memorial concert happening tonight and tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall in honor of the fishing vessel Windwalker. Thank you all for coming in and squeezing into the studio this morning.
You're very welcome.
So to start with, Joe Storez, you are a former crew member of the Windwalker, and you're the organizer of this event. Talk me through talk about your connection to the boat and why it is you're putting together this event this weekend.
That's correct. I was a Windwalker crew member on the 2023. When I heard about the news, I just wanted to do anything I could. So I would manage to get this all thrown together in about a month. Called Dan from Shambhala over there in L.A. and had him come up, which is very special because he's actually has a connection with the artists that we're covering of the songs tonight. I'm just very happy that we were able to pull this off against all the odds and be able to do something for the crew members' families. All the percentage of the ticket proceeds and all of the profits from the raffles, the silent auctions, and now the concessions will be going to the crew fund. So we're very happy and hope we're able to raise a difference to help out.
That's an amazing thing to put together of not only to do anything to help show support for these crew members' families who have gone through an unimaginable loss and to show that community support, but also to have kind of a time of memorial and together this in a sign of celebration of there's times of healing and togetherness that isn't always just signs of pain, but also of healing together as
That's
well.
Correct.
And putting it all together in a month is impressive.
Yeah, it's been a doozy. I'm sure if you've seen me around town.
You haven't had to deal with him, though. We have.
I'm sure if you've seen me around town, you've seen me getting the show together in the past day.
Yeah, so it's been a month to put together a show in Sitka and also bringing a lot of people in from not here, from bringing in from all over the place. So, guys, if you want to, we'll just kind of go on down the line. If you want to introduce yourselves, where are you coming in from? And, what band are you associated with?
So
what are you bringing in?
I'm Peter Wooten. I'm associated with Peter Wooten. we're an original Americana trio, and I'm also associated with Sledgehammer. I play rhythm and do backup vocals for them as well.
Excellent.
My name's Dan Stein. My band is Shambhala. We're up from L.A., and my partner Liv and I, we write original music. We're very much inspired by the Grateful Dead and, other jam band communities, mm-hmm. which are just also about sharing music and celebrating life. And I also wanted to give a big shout out to Harrigan Centennial for supporting this event and for hosting. And it's a really beautiful hall, and we're mm-hmm. blessed to be able to come out here and just put this on in such a magical place. So, yeah.
Wonderful. How about you guys over there?
I'm Kevin. I'm with Sledgehammer. I play with Sledgehammer from Denver. We're all from Denver, Colorado. I do a keyboard, so I tickle the ivories on stage for Sledgehammer here.
How's it? I'm Pav Pavilon. I play with the Peter Wooten Band, and so I just playing with the Sledgehammer also.
I just became official member.
Yeah, they just hired him on recently.
He's still in shock.
Just got hired on, and now you're dragging him all the way up to Alaska. It is a lot to take in.
Yeah.
So what is the connection that all of you have, I guess, to Joe to come up from L.A., from Colorado, to come up here to Sitka for this event?
Well, Joe and I, we both follow an artist. His name is Mahali. He has a band called Twiddle. They've been touring for about 25 years. And we met through a fan page in support of this artist. We both love his music. There's not a lot of people playing his music. It's really high vibration, positive messages about love and healing. So we definitely feel like the music speaks to this moment. And it was a great opportunity for us to collaborate for the first time to play this music together. Joe plays drums. I'm a singer-songwriter. And so teaming up, and of course, now we have all these musicians to help us, you know, really bring this music to life. So that's the plan.
So how long have you all been actually physically in Sitka? Because you're
2 days.
2 days now.
Well,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, so yeah, this is our third day here.
Okay,
and we're here till Sunday. Sunday.
So you've had a chance to get your feet on the ground, get settled, get things on stage in Centennial Hall at this point.
We'll be headed there after this.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So it's going to be two nights of music and gathering and
yes,
positive correct. Vibes together at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Let's get some nitty-gritty details for the event itself. What time at Centennial? What are the ticket prices?
Yeah, so,
that sort of thing.
So we're going to have tickets at the door. Doors will be at 7 o'clock. So you'll be able to come in and purchase tickets at the door. Show starts at 8. We have Shambhala going first. Peter Wooten's up next. And Sledgehammer both nights. And then we have a special surprise each night that you're just going to have to come and find out what it is.
All right.
And that changes each night. On top of that, I'd like to give a huge shout out to our sponsors, because literally all of this would not have been possible. A lot goes into the events, as you know, as a radio producer. So I would like to give a shout out to AKO Farms, especially Allen Marine Tours, Malcolm Hayworth, Sika Blessing of the Fleet, Spruce Tip Studios, Jody Mettler, and Jennifer Younger Designs. You've all been absolutely amazing, and we literally could not have done this show without you.
Can't thank y'all enough.
Excellent. Well, yeah, it takes a community to put all of these things together, and that's the whole point of this, is to bring a community together to do this. Would you say this is an event for not only those who knew these crew members, but anyone who wants to show support? Would you say there's a recommended age range for this music?
Is this for anyone? All ages event.
Okay.
We wanted this to be very family friendly, so we're just going to have food and concessions over there. So feel free to go out and absolutely support all the local businesses. Go to Mean Queen, go over to P-Bar. The list is endless. So go and support those businesses. Come and see us. Doors will be at 7. And show will
I think go, we're playing till midnight, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yep,
I think
show,
we're going all the way.
Show
all
will
all
be.
The way. It's going to be Friday,
yeah.
Saturday. This is where the party's at in Sitka this weekend.
For the next 2 days.
For the next 2 days. with the whole goal, as you were saying, of the whole goal is to have positive vibes, to have a good, positive connection with everyone in the community.
That's
this
correct.
Is a place for, if you are feeling, I mean, shoot, with all the rain we've been having, if you've been feeling low, if you need a place to reconnect with the positive feelings of being here in Sitka, of reconnecting, of why you love the people you are here in this community with, this sounds like it's the place to be to do that.
That's correct.
It's a great community. We ran around yesterday, and everybody we ran into was just very friendly. It was great.
We're probably a little biased, but it's a pretty good town.
It's pretty good. And one of the beautiful things about this music is why Dan and I love covering this music so much is because it's meant if you don't have to know the lyrics. Once we go through it, once you catch on, you can sing along just whatever tune you feel. And then once you feel the whole auditorium of everyone singing together into those lyrics, it's a very powerful feeling. So if you come along, once you catch on the lyrics, feel free to sing along with the band. So it's a very powerful healing experience.
Yeah, Dan, you were saying before we went on air, it's music is something that it's that universal language. It brings everyone together. So that is exactly what this weekend is for bringing everybody together.
I'm guessing that's what the KCAW community is all about too, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Community supported radio. We wouldn't exist without all of our member communities pitching in and showing their support for broadcasting local news and for all of our volunteers to make all of our shows happen. So very similar thing happening right here in the Cable House.
Amazing.
So we support those vibes as well.
Good.
Well, excellent. So we are just about out of time here this morning, but
thank you for
all
having
for coming
us.
In this morning.
Yes,
each of you for coming so far out of the way to come up here to Sitka to share your music and to share love and support within our community.
Come on out and support the shows and support the Windwalker. And we all came really far to do this. We want to have some magic in Harrigan. Come
Excellent. On. So it's tonight. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show will be at 8 p.m. Same thing for tomorrow, March 1st, doors at 7, show at 8. Tickets are $25. Concessions, raffles, all these things going to help support the crew and crew members' family of the Windwalker. Family-friendly show, everyone coming out and supporting.
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much for coming out this morning.